Senate Bill 73, an act to prohibit the sale of prepaid adult entertainment cards and to provide a penalty therefor.
Senate Bill 73 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to be real brief. I've talked to many of you individually on this. This has been an issue that is probably near and dear to most of us. I'd just like to give you a brief history as to what brought this about. Early last fall, the firm I work for received a phone call from this company asking us to be distributors of these particular cards. I told them at the time we weren't interested. There must not have been anything between his left ear and his right ear to stop what I had said, because I told him also at the time that I would do anything humanly possible legislatively to prevent the sale of these cards in South Dakota. Well, needless to say, a week or 10 days later, we received a letter from this company in the mail with some sample cards and a letter. And for those of you who haven't seen the cards, here they are. They're very similar to a phone card. You have a username and a password on the back. You scratch that off, you have instant access to porno sites on the internet. Children can buy these cards. I've received a number of faxes or emails and letters from parents of children who are 12 and 13 years old who are accessing these sites. And unfortunately, some of these sites are disguised as adult entertainment sites. And when you get into them, you find that they're sites that entice small children, young children, to do illicit acts. Not only that, it brings forward the viciousness and the foul, and some of the foul things that you find in these sites. When I got these cards, there was a one-hour free pass. They give thousands of these out. They're serious about marketing these things. Thousands of them. We'll give you thousands of these one-hour free passes to pass out to your customers so they can see what we have. I took one of these home, and I went to get on the internet to see what was there. And you people all know that my wife is pretty strong-willed. I think I made that clear yesterday. And she told me, she said, "Don't you go there. I don't want you going there because we're going to have unsolicited email once you go to that site." And I said, "Well, I don't think so." But I said, "You know, I feel so strongly about this. I'm going to introduce legislation to prevent the sale of these cards. And in my heart, I have to know what's on that site. And it's vicious, folks. It's terrible stuff. And I don't think this is something that we want our children to have access to." Interestingly enough, there was a testimony in committee that revealed that there are 2,400 sites on one search engine as it relates to the internet and pornography. This makes it quite simple for young people to go in, buy a card across the counter, and access this on the internet. Otherwise, they're going to have to use a credit card, which mom and dad can track, or if you can't use the credit card at these sites, they will sell the card to you through the site. And I can't prevent that, but it makes it somewhat more difficult when they have to send cash, a money order, or check, and wait 7 to 10 days to get it after they mail that into the company. I've worked extensively with the governor's office on this particular bill. You will see that it's been rather heavily amended in respect to civil penalties. I agree wholeheartedly with those civil penalties. I think that they are appropriate. I think this is part of the whole overall picture as we look at combating child pornography in South Dakota as we know it. I just may mention one other thing. When this bill was being drafted, there was a conversation with National Conference of State Legislators. They weren't aware that this problem existed out there. But folks, you may not see many of these on the shelf, but they're out there in South Dakota. Not many yet. But I can guarantee you, The door will be open, the door will be tore off the hinges, and it's going to be a lot easier to shut the door now than try to put the door back on the hinges later. So with that, Madam Chair, I do know that there's going to be a friendly amendment offered. I would urge the body to support the amendment and go on and support the bill. And Madam President, I would certainly stand by for any questions that any member may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I do have a motion on this bill. It has been distributed. I would waive the reading.
Motion. Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Bogue motion. Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this amendment will simply do a couple things. There are two definitions in the bill, one about the internet cards, one about the telephone cards, both of which, contain some language which may unnecessarily restrict the definition about these two types of cards. We wanted to make sure that those definitions were a little bit more correct and, to the extent possible, leave our law enforcement entities the ability to be a little bit more open-ended about that. But also, probably most importantly, we're adding, Senator Moore had brought another bill to the Judiciary Committee, that was Senate Bill 74. Within that bill contained a very important provision which we're going to add on to this bill, and that allows law enforcement to seize, confiscate, and destroy these cards if they do find them. And I think that's a very, very important aspect of this whole process. So with that, I would ask your support of the motion and then go on to support the bill as amended.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Bogue motion to amend Senate Bill 73. Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 73 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 73 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Apa? I mean. Senator Albers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everst?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagan? Senator Hagan. Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Kaskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting. Senator Dietrich Larry. Senator Dietrich. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 73 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.